This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here on the DJB program, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, with the Victoria's on Vacation this week. Jay is tending to her flock. Is one child a flock? I guess probably not. All right. The Democratic situation in Los Angeles, well, actually in California. I always say Los Angeles when I mean California, Jennifer, because to me, Los Angeles is California. I'm safe. All right, so the metro areas with the lowest COVID rates happen to be the places where candidates like Newsom get most of their votes. Why do you suppose that is? Why is it that under the circumstances the Democrats seem to be doing a better job than the Republicans? At least that's the
I don't know if that's the
claim.
Case. I just know that, yeah, I think that a lot of the a lot of the war in this election, I think, was about vaccine rights compared with, you know, being not necessarily anti-vax, but anti-mandate. And so you had a lot of people who were pushing back in the state who didn't like the closures. I mean, think about this recall of Newsom. This was not a failure by the people who were who were doing this. In fact, these were small business owners who were fighting back against Gavin Newsom that came together and did extraordinary things. And so I think where you have these pockets of resistance in Los Angeles County, I don't know if it's by mistake or not, the COVID numbers are different. Certainly, it is, as you know, there's so much commuting back and forth, it's really hard to even draw any conclusions because everything blends together in LA County. But in looking back at this recall, think about how successful it was when you put into perspective that Gavin Newsom took almost $100 million in big business money. Mm-hmm. The recall did not get to spend that much money. The recall was made up of private citizens pushing back. Gavin Newsom took money from Netflix, from Airbnb. He took money from Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg was a huge donor to the governor. And a lot of people decided to donate to him because it's good to have favor with this governor. He pays back political favor. You know, Blue Shield's a great example of that. They donated a ton of money to the governor in his last race, which was in 2018. And they were rewarded last year when they were given the no-bid contract to roll out the vaccine throughout the entire state.
How does he have the authority to do that? That's a question that a lot of people were asking. Why can he do that? Why?
This is the problem in California, is that, and this is why when people go, gosh, it's really, you know, God, the recall failed. Well, no, it shook it up a little bit. The machine in California is so gigantic. And these people know it. I mean, Dianne Feinstein has enriched herself and her husband. Her husband holds the no-bid contract on the high-speed bullet train that never went anywhere.
No, but that train to nowhere, millions, ladies and gentlemen.
And billions of dollars were poured into that project, and the only one making money off of it was him. Hmm. So, you know, until we start making these changes incrementally, until we show that enough is enough, until we show that there's a little bit of fight
here
in California.
Have we gone too far? Do you people?
Yeah.
I see this as the real demon here. Somewhere in this woodpile is the Chinese government. I think the Chinese government is responsible. Let me follow the trail for a second. That somehow, in a subtle, quiet way, the Chinese government has been involved, and we've been talking a lot about September 11th. I think the Chinese government was involved in helping the crisis or the situation with the terrorists get worse. They were behind the scenes. I think they've been stirring the pot for decades trying to do whatever they can to destroy America from within. And so it continues. I think that they've influenced through the same thing you're talking about. I think you could make an argument that as Citizens United was passed, look, who's responsible for that? And you can say, well, it's this, 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 this. Well, I think there's a Chinese influence there. And then you go further, the amount of money that goes to politicians like Gavin Newsom, the influence that they have to stir the pot, the influence that if someone has come up with a plan to take civics and teaching how the United States government works out of schools so that people are clueless. They don't know how to vote. They don't know who the candidates are. I think the Chinese government has influenced the news media. I think that they're into everything in order to destroy our way of life, and I think that they're doing a fine job of it. You just look around and see all the things. I think they're behind the Black Lives Matter movement to a certain extent. Now, you can call me crazy, but somewhere in the whole mess of things.
You're onto it.
Yeah.
They're in everything.
In everything. Every
they're in everything. Corporations, everything. Politicians,
yeah.
Hollywood,
yeah.
And activist groups. They have a lot of money to spend, and absolutely. And they are also making money from these decisions. This was what was uncovered about Gavin Newsom during this recall process. We found out multiple occasions that Gavin Newsom sent billions of dollars to China and got nothing back for the state of California. Made a mass deal with them that fell through, sent them a lot of money. We find out that CalPERS, the pension system in California,
is investing in the Chinese military.
I mean, are you kidding
right.
me?
Yeah.
What are
right.
we doing?
Yeah.
And
well,
this is by design. This is not a mistake.
And
this
is the kind of
that Biden won't investigate China, that he's burying the report about China being the ones behind the COVID virus.
Why do we bury the report that the lady that is actually we had Kristen Breitweiser on the program yesterday, and it's now her interview with me is now in the form of a separate podcast that you can download at djvshow.com. You want to be shocked about she'd be good to have on your local LA show, Jennifer. She's a widow that had become an advocate for the investigation into the attack. Nobody has been charged with anything. And she goes into detail about our relationship with the Saudi government, Saudi business, and the fact that not only were these people Saudi citizens that flew the planes and were in the planes, they were paid. The money to pay to get them to learn how to fly in America came from the Saudi government. And the Saudi government, who's one of the biggest users of their product? The Chinese government. So, you know, come on. Two and two is still four. Anyway, that, by the way, the Kristen Breitweiser interview is as a podcast, shows up at djvshow.com. You can get it. You can listen to it. We posted it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. Very, very compelling conversation. And so on and on it goes. Larry Elder said when the announcement was made that Newsom had prevailed that we may have lost the battle, but we are going to win the war. I guess I would want to know from you, because you and Larry are close. Larry and I are friends, but I haven't been as close to him. You talk to him every day. He's been on the same radio station in L.A. that you've been on. He and I worked together on another L.A. radio station a number of years ago. But he says we're going to win the war. What's the war? Is the war the next election? Is Larry going to run for governor in the next election? I don't know.
I guess we'll have to stay tuned. Certainly, three of the candidates who were on the ballot last night made claims that they lost the battle, but they'll win the war. Both John Cox and Kevin Faulkner.
And this is the problem with politics as well. Instead of talking about the issues, I was talking about my friend Charlie Sizitsky, who won the primary in Framingham based on issues. Never talked about the mayor, other than the job that was done or the job that isn't being done. And how the Framingham voters and taxpayers are suffering. He never took off on her, but she's taken off on him because that's the only way she can win. And with Newsom, you look at all he did was portray Republicans as Trump-loving
that's
extremists.
It.
He didn't talk about what he did. And people are like drones. They've Huh?
Well, he had also look at how many union members are in the state of California. They mobilize those union members. That's really where that's the uphill battle, is that you've got the union and you've got millions and millions of dollars flying into the hands of Gavin Newsom. So it's an uphill fight. And whether or not Kevin Faulkner or John Cox or Larry Elder decide to run again next year, I think that the governor still has a lot of explaining to do, because he owns the mess that is California. Yeah. And so as much as he may have survived a recall, he owns every single problem. And look, people get it. The reason he called Larry Elder Donald Trump, the reason that he said that it was a Republican recall, that it was a recall of white supremacists in the state of California, right, is because he couldn't have a real substantive debate on the issues, because he's failed at every single one. And that's not just politics here. This is, I mean, look, we could talk a lot. You know how I feel about Joe Biden's presidency. I think it's pitiful and awful. But he's done things that we could debate about whether or not they're right or wrong. Gavin Newsom has done nothing. There is no opportunity to even debate about what he's done, because there's been inaction and inactivity. So he's got a lot to own. And I think these Republicans, if they can start to get together, and if you get some independent support, I don't think it's over yet. We're just chipping
away.
Where
was Arnold on all this? Did Arnold support anybody?
He didn't support anybody, but he did say that the circumstances surrounding this recall were very similar to when he pulled off defeat and won his recall race.
Right. Senate conservatives filibustering any attempt to raise the debt ceiling. The Democrats are not going to be able to get this bill through. I guess Pablo Cruz here is going to probably, that's not fun. Nice. Ted Cruz, not one of my faves. Anyway, he says that he's going to filibuster so that they can't raise the debt limit. That is good, because every time they just keep spending and raise the debt limit. More money?
Yep.
Yeah, let's borrow more money. And we're up to $24 trillion in debt now.
You know, we know that Ted Cruz can filibuster. I hope that he stands there and doesn't stop until, because he can go. He's done it before for, I think, 24 hours.
Yeah. And then Schumer says neither party can wash their hands of responsibility to pay the bills. Yeah, what a big phony.
No kidding.
He is such
None of
a fraud.
Us can.
Yeah, right, exactly. So what is he? He's adding fuel to the fact that there's no fire, frankly. Anyway, so it goes on and on and on. And so it becomes pedantic talking about it. I just thought it was interesting to underscore the fact that Chinese were involved up to Mickey in this thing. And where's the awareness of that on the part of the major news media? It's 18 after the hour. This is the DJV program. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAutoPart.com is just a couple of clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. You can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you at curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the My Slippers new page. Get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, perusing the trending items. All right, so what do you think if I were to ask you, because Jay puts these lists together, does a great job. What do you think is the number one trending things? If you were doing the trending stories, the list of them, and putting it together, editing it, that sort of thing, like Jay does, what would you say is the number one trending story?
Oh, gosh. Well,
from
just
your perspective.
Well, you have to know where I came from. The last, I don't know, what, the last 72 hours, I haven't slept much, and it's been politics all the way. So, obviously, for me, it's been the recall. I did a big event for my local radio station on Sunday where we had a lot of the big talk radio guys, Mark Levin and some of the others, come in and talk about the midterm. So that's kind of been my focus, obviously, the recall. But I think really, truly, for me, the thing that caught my attention outside of politics yesterday was the passing of Norm Macdonald. I really don't – I think because we didn't know he was sick, that was so – it just took everybody by surprise.
By surprise, you're right. All right, here's another trender. Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg are working on a movie together for Netflix. And apparently a crew member working on the set suffered a horrific fall – serious injuries. Matter of fact, he was forced to use the paramedic had to use a defibrillator to get his heart started again. This was at the Sunset Gower Studios. Fire department stated 38-year-old man fell from a catwalk about 60 feet in the air. Oof. How do you survive?
Some people say that a production person said it was around 30 feet, but no matter what. They said that when they got there, the man didn't have a pulse. They were performing CPR, and we don't know what happened with this person. But this has happened. I don't know if you remember. You're not a wrestling guy, but this happened. I think it was Owen Hart who fell from the rafters in a big arena. Imagine that. He was up there trying to perform a stunt and fell. This it's no joke. And God, I don't know. I would think twice about being asked to go up and climb around anywhere.
It's dangerous.
My feet are best on the ground, that's for sure.
Well, some of the things, they're trying to make things so realistic these days, and sometimes the stars, like when you get right down to brass tacks, some of the stars themselves have been hurt. If you look at the last Mission Impossible thing, wasn't it Tom Cruise who was jumping off that high building and he broke his ankle? And my pal Tucker, when he was filming Debris last year, broke his ankle and had to be. They shut down the production
right.
for almost a month.
Oh, that's right. They shut down production. Yeah,
right. It's very, you know, if you want to do, even if you don't, imagine the danger for men and women. Who are stunt people, at the end of every movie or television program, there's always a list of a dozen or so stunt people who are an integral part. I think it's very clever how, in the old westerns and the old fight scenes, you could see that it wasn't the same guy. John Wayne wasn't getting sucker punched. It was somebody else who was in his outfit. But you could tell, you know, the way they wore the hat, it wasn't the same person. But today, the way they can use, I guess, however they use the technology that they have, you can't tell that it isn't the person who's the star that's doing the stunts. And in most cases, it isn't. It's not the star. Although some, as I say, like Tom Cruise, like to do their own stunts.
Mm-hmm.
But they have heavy insurance policies, and the studios don't like to. So somebody who has the status, if you will, of a Wahlberg or a Cruise, somebody like that, and they say they want to do their own stunts, okay. So the studios don't fight with them, but they have huge, huge insurance policies on them, and they don't like having to pay those bills, but they kind of acquiesce, as you said, to the so-called the stars, because that's what they want to do. And if I were doing that sort of thing, I don't know. I mean, I do silly stuff on the farm all the time. I don't know what the insurance, nobody knows what I do, so, but there are a lot of circumstances where I do some stuff that's not very smart, and I had to have other people do it, but.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Landslide victory. The recall of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, winning roughly 66% of the vote, has defeated Republican challenger Larry Elder. Nearly a million votes went to other candidates.
And express themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, by rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics.
South Korea's military is reporting North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles into the sea from its east coast on Wednesday. The launch further escalates tensions in the region, 2 days after Pyongyang claimed to have fired a new long-range cruise missile that is being described as a strategic weapon of great significance. Japan's Prime Minister and South Korea's President said they were convening sessions of their National Security Council to discuss Pyongyang's actions.
USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
After being defeated in the California gubernatorial recall election, Republican Larry Elder is speaking in Costa Mesa, California.
Betty, what is she? I hate, my mom used to tell me, never mention a woman's age. What are you, 82 years old, 84? First Asian American to pass the bar of California, become a lawyer.
Oh.
Nashwin, how are you? Nashwin, how are you? Gloria Merrow is a Democrat. I'm hoping a recovering Democrat, but we'll see. She was the Senate Majority Leader. She crossed party lines. She's still a Democrat. Like my mother was still a Democrat. My brother was still a Democrat. I couldn't get them to change their party, but I got them to vote a lot more sensibly. Gloria crossed state party lines and supported my candidacy because of the issue of school choice. Because of the issue of school choice. As you know, my opponent, Governor Gavin Newsom, come on, let's be gracious, let's be gracious in defeat. And by the way, we may have lost the battle, but we are going to win the war.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the universe of radio, this is the DJV show. Excited to be here, even though sometimes it sounds like we're more excited than others. And that's probably the case because we're human beings. You know, these people that most of the time I'm up, most of the time I'm happy, most of the time life is good, life is great, and lots to be thankful for. But there are some days when you feel like crap, when you either don't feel good physically, emotionally, whatever it is. And Jennifer, the yeoman that she is here. Victoria's on vacation. Jay's son is not feeling well, so it's sort of back to the good old days, Jennifer, with just you and me. Here
I know,
we are.
You and me, kid. Yep. We have fun, and don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Well, I am tired today. I'm not in a bad mood, but it's one of those days where I'm just like, huh.
Well, you've been at it for weeks.
Who packed
weeks?
That semi-truck on my shoulders? Who parked that thing up there?
Yeah, well, we do as much. I can remember the same circumstance when I was on KBC for 3 hours or so a day, did this program, and it was at the opposite end of the day. Like, I did evenings on KBC, and then I'd go into the so-called talent lounge, and I'd sleep on the couch for a couple of hours, and then I'd get up and do this program, because it was 1 o'clock in the morning there, you know, the time we started it here.
You've been a crazy person from way back, is what you're saying, right?
I've been, yeah, exactly. This has been going on forever, but you've been burning the candle as you needed to, because this is the mainstay. It's a different, the program you do in KRLA is much more politically focused than this program is.
And well, this recall is so local and such a topic in California,
right,
where I'm based, you know, and the implications for the rest of the country have been a part of this. What does the win mean? How many votes did each candidate get? I mean, you imagine that Larry Elder got 2 and maybe at the end of this, maybe even closer to 2.5 million votes. Because they're still counting, and they're still
good
counting day of.
Good.
And day of voting is highly, probably more, day of voting is anti-Governor Newsom is what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say it's all Republican because it's not. But the people who were trying to recall him voted in person on the day of. That's what I did. And so all of those votes are still being kind of counted. So I expect he'll see some numbers kind of jump his total up a little bit. So what does that mean? You know, what does that mean? Who voted for him?
There's a lot of people don't like Gavin Newsom or would like to have some changes. Yeah. There'll be some changes made. Well, I told you about my local election here in Framingham. I love going to the polls. I love to look at, I was voter number 507 in my precinct.
That's cool.
To look at the machine. I like to get my ballot. I like to fill it out. That's what voting is all about. The changes that I would make if I were a king of the world, or at least king of Massachusetts, I'd make sure you showed an ID and proved who you were when you went in to vote, and that there was no other way to vote. You had to go into the polling place to vote. And that, no electronic anything. You fill in the ballot and you stick it in the box. And then, I suppose nature takes its course, if you will. That's the way it's supposed to be, in my mind. That's the way it's fair and safe and just. So, food for thought. I was thinking about what's going on in Minneapolis. We're still on the George Floyd thing. How many years later? How many years? It was May of 2020, so a year and a half, right?
Yeah, year and a half.
Yeah. So, the 4 police officers that pled not guilty in federal court this week to charges they violated George Floyd's civil rights. Derek Chauvin, the other police officers, Chauvin's the one everybody knows, Tao Tu, I think is how you pronounce his name, or something like that, Alexander Kuhn, and Thomas Lane. They were arraigned on federal civil rights charges. They were on Zoom. Apparently they didn't have to be in the courtroom, which I also think is wrong.
COVID. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what? Enough of that. When wear a mask and go in and take your medicine. So, I don't think. Well, I don't know what to think here.
Well, pled not guilty. Federal court. Yeah. They didn't know if the federal government was going to get involved with this. Typically, the federal government wouldn't. But were his civil rights violated? Is the question. And that's why the federal government stepped in. So all 4 of them are now going to have to stand trial in federal court. And remember, Derek Chauvin's already facing a sentence from Minnesota, excuse me. And the other 3 officers are going to be on trial locally after the federal trial is over. So, again, it's a lot and a lot to follow. And it does slow down the local process, which is why the other 3 officers haven't stood trial yet. So we'll see what happens. They were filed after, I think while we were waiting, actually, for the verdict in the Floyd case.
Mm-hmm. It's come out that a couple of days after the attack in Washington on the 6th of January, that the Joint Chief Chairman Mark Milley, is it Milley or Milley? I never pronounce his name.
Milley.
It's Milley, right. He single-handedly took secret action to limit Trump from potentially ordering a dangerous military strike or launching any nuclear weapons. The story in the Washington Post today, focusing on the book by Bob Woodward, and one wonders, he's a big four-flushing phony as far as I'm concerned. He writes stuff so that he can sell books. But I don't know what is there to this.
A lot of people are calling on, and Mark Milley is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and I think a lot of people have thought that he was kind of politically corrupt or politically active. perspective more than
not supportive of Trump anyway.
Well, I think just a political figure rather than one who is looking out for the interests of our military and for.
But using the term going rogue, this is how they sell books.
Well, yes, of course. And so President Trump said that that Woodward is a hack, and that he would be surprised if this was true. But he said if it does prove to be true, then Milley should be charged with treason. So, I mean, this isn't
Milley
great.
Said,
Milley, a lot of people are calling on him to resign because of the claims in the book.
This is too, You never know when a president, what his trigger point is. Apparently that quote is from the book, according to this article in the Washington Post. And no matter what you're told, you do the procedure, you do the process, I'm part of that procedure. He said he went around the room, looked at every officer, and asked them to confirm they understood that Trump was a problem, apparently. So, anyway, I find...
Apparently it wasn't a problem when Biden left behind our allies and our American citizens in Afghanistan. He had no problem with that. You know, that was okay.
Well, it's all politics, as you know. All politics. So, I saw a couple of things, and I bring myself back around to talking about Framingham, Massachusetts, which is where I've lived all of my life. There are not enough school bus drivers. They can't find people, not only here in Framingham, but across
the
state.
That's not just a local. That's
across
the country. Yeah, that's across the country.
Right. Mm-hmm. And part of the problem is, I suppose, pay. But there's no highlight in the story as to why there really is a shortage. There are people struggling to hire all across this country and around the world as far as that's concerned. It's a problem attracting workers at this point in time. So I look at this situation and I see between the lines. Yes, it's hard to find somebody to drive a school bus. Why is that? The pay's pretty good now. The problem is that the kids are so unruly on the fights that go on the high school buses, knives, guns, things. I'm not saying that's the case everywhere, but I do know specifically, I used to be in the bus business. When I was a kid in the 70s and 80s, I took over a family school bus business, and I became one of the largest operators in Massachusetts, not only doing school buses, but I had transit buses, local buses, community buses, express buses, charter buses. At one point in time, I had 400-plus buses, units, and 700. I mean, it was nuts. It was crazy. Anyway, but the bottom line is, excuse me, even back then, there was trouble with youngsters in school because you couldn't discipline them. The driver of the bus, if a kid gets up or starts a fight, the driver has to go to the police station. He can't or she can't do anything about
that's
the
crazy.
Fight in the bus. Of course it's crazy. And so that's really part of the problem here. But here in Massachusetts, the governor has activated, excuse me, the National Guard to drive some of the school buses. 90 of the National Guard training this week so that, like in Framingham, we're, excuse me, we're short. I apologize. The allergies this year are over the top. I cannot get through a radio program without getting congested. And I've taken some stuff the last few days, and it doesn't seem to make any difference. It's just there. Anyway, back to this. The parents, some people are saying, well, parents ought to drive the buses. And then, you know, it's all the rules and regulations. Like, I could drive a bus because I've driven buses and trucks and stuff all my life. But they wouldn't let me in a bus because I don't have a special license. So I have to go. It doesn't make any difference what the emergency. We have to protect the children. Really? I've been driving buses and trucks since I was 16 years old. So
but you need a special permit. It doesn't matter if you know how to do
the
it. You need a permit.
Exactly, right. Yeah, you got to have a permit.
Government wants a piece of that. And, you know, I don't know about the idea of the parents driving the buses, because can you imagine if a bus driver can't get involved in an altercation, what would happen if a busybody parent got involved in an altercation? People would go apoplectic about it.
Yeah, I can imagine, because I've seen it happen, frankly. It's apparently my child didn't do that. It's not my child.
Right.
Somebody else's
little Johnny.
Child.
No.
Right, exactly. The story of a South Carolina lawyer who arranged for another man to kill him after a few words.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
I need tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
How about a PC that'll help me get the most out of my day and my budget?
Staples Connect makes it possible with the tools you need to work from anywhere. And now get up to $200 off select PCs, like the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i5 processor. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 9/18, in-store only, limit 2.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Okay, so people, if we didn't have people to talk about, what would we talk about?
We wouldn't
have much to talk about. So here's this guy named Alex Murdaugh, who
not to be confused with Alex Murder.
Yeah, right. Or Axe Murder. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's 53 years old. He survived the shooting. This shows you how bad the hitman was. He hired a guy to kill him so that his son could collect a $10 million life insurance policy. God. All right? So the police report says he was shot in the head while supposedly changing a flat tire. But the guy who was hired to kill him, Curtis Smith, who was arrested, he missed the shot grazed his head. That was it. So he's not been arrested, but the guy he hired to kill him has been arrested.
Well, so what? I'll get arrested too. That's
I would have thought so. So anyway, apparently this guy's wife and son, his older son, were shot to death on a hunting lodge at a hunting lodge that they had, and nobody knows whether it was. You know, now they're thinking it was the husband. Yeah, right. Yeah. Cheney went on the shooting trip. He says, I have a lot of demons. I regret that the murders of my wife and son have caused me to not look at life the way I want to, and I don't want to live it anymore. I just want to die.
Sad.
It is kind of sad when you think about it. His law license was suspended. But if you're the desperation. So put yourself in that position. And then hire a bad hitman. and what do you get? The American Family Farmer Program, something I'm very proud of. Every week I tell new stories how to make farming better for the family farmer. Farm, family, food, all tied together. You want to hear my stories every week, check out American Family Farmer Show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Happy Time with Warren Eckstein, the host of The Pet Show. You can find him, follow him on Facebook and all the other social media at petshow.com. Warren has been doing this for a long time. He's trained some of the most beloved animals in the country. Matter of fact, well, you've been around the world too, haven't you? Trained for some people in other countries? Seems to me you told me the story.
Queens, princesses. I trained for years in Europe and Southeast Asia. So, yeah. In other words, it's I'm an international. I'm international.
International, right. All right, here's the story of a fellow, the manager of the Rolling Stones and Bob Dylan. Mick Bridgden is his name. He managed Peter Frampton. He died following an accident. He was digging a hole, a grave for his family's dog on top of a hill in Santa Rosa. The hole for the grave collapsed. He fell into the hole and was buried by the dirt. Apparently died immediately. I bring this up because I guess I wonder, when you think about it, about burying your dog. I've had my dogs cremated because I want to keep them kind of with me. Maybe that's, I don't know what that tells you about me. But how many do people, I'm sure a lot of people listening, have dug holes in their backyard and buried their dog or their cat in it, right?
This guy, Mark Bridgden, was, you know, he was the Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, Van Morrison, quite the successful guy. But here's the thing. Now, when I have to say that final goodbye to one of my pets, I also have them cremated. But for years, you know, I had a kind of a little sanctuary in upstate New York in Cobleskill. And I had my pigs, the rescued pigs, and my both 1,200 pounds, and 30 dogs, chickens, God knows what I had up there. But anyway, when one of them passed away, when one of them crossed the Rainbow Bridge, I not only went and dug a grave for them, but I actually took a piece of stone and chiseled their name on the stone and put it on their grave. Now, I sold that property. When I sold that property, I made a deal with the people that purchased it that that specific area way in the back, you know, there's a lot of acreage there, way in the back, would never be touched, and they agreed to it. So that's what I did. It made me feel comforting at that point. However, I understand the concept now of cremation, because in reality, it's the soul of the dog, or the soul of the cat, or the soul of the whatever animals is with you, no matter where you go. It's not the grave itself. It's not the vase that holds the cremation. It's the thought of the dog or the cat that's really important when they're gone.
Yeah, you and I were talking about the impact that testosterone has on how you treat your pet. And would it be just testosterone? I didn't finish the conversation with you. We were having it off the air. Or estrogen, or anything. What's the research that's been done, and what do we need to be self? This is self-awareness stuff, right?
Yeah, they found that it was an interesting study. They found that, especially at dog shows, they found that men that had high levels of testosterone were more apt to punish, abuse, hit, and treat their dog badly if the dog did something wrong when it was being shown. However, they found that men with lower testosterone were more apt to praise their dog and love their dog and say, it's okay, we'll try again tomorrow, versus the high testosterone, which is more aggressive, which makes common sense. So that's what they found. And they've done some other studies now also saying that men with high testosterone are much more apt to be aggressive, not only towards people, but towards animals. So I don't know if that's always true. You know, I've trained a lot of dogs for professional football players. I trained all the dogs for the Islanders, the Jets, the Mets years ago. And these were pretty macho guys. And I got to be honest with you. And a lot of my clients were mobsters, you know, some of the biggest mobsters in New York. But when they were with their pet, and these guys have a lot of testosterone, I don't know, I found them kind of getting down on their hands and knees and playing with their dog or playing with their cat and not being so aggressive. So I don't know if it was the way it was looked at in terms of a dog show and they were disappointed, which is no excuse, but I don't really think that testosterone has any real major effect in the way most people treat their pets, because I've worked with some of the men with the biggest testosterone in the world, and they were little when it came to playing with their dogs and cats.
All right, so what's the key for success in getting along and making your dog, your cat, have a healthy, strong image? Because that's really, it's not any different than people. People all the time say to me, hey, your dog is so wonderful. Why? I just treat her like I treat everybody else. And dogs and I'm cows on my farm. They're going to be toward you the exact way you treat them. And
focus on the positive, Doug. Most people focus on the negative. No, 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 no. Don't jump. Don't do this. Don't dig. Don't bark. They micromanage their pets. And what happens is the pets don't get to enjoy life. I say, so what? The dog digs a hole in the backyard. Fine, I'll fill it in. It's not the end of the world. Treat them the way you would want to be treated. And don't focus on the negative. Because if you focus on the negative, the dog thinks it's going to get more attention for being bad than for being good.
Mm-hmm. Psychology 101. Pet Psychology 101. The expert, Warren Eckstein, author of Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. Check it out. This is the...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.